Thanks for watching today. On Sunday, we celebrated Easter. Easter is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus, according to the Bible, was fully God, fully man. He was the Savior promised by God throughout the Old Testament. Now, I want to acknowledge that there are some of you watching that don't share my faith in Jesus as Lord. You've got some good questions. Some questions about whether or not the Bible is believable, whether or not Jesus really lived, whether or not he really did die and was raised from the dead. And I want you to know that it's okay to have questions. I want to ask you if you'd be willing to walk into your questions, walk with your questions with courage. Listen carefully to the message that we proclaim. It's a simple, good message. A message of good news that oftentimes gets lost in the complexities of our world, in the complexities of religious life. Here's the main idea. The story of the resurrection is a story of invitation into new life with God. Listen to that. The story of the resurrection is a story of invitation into new life with God. This life is much larger and more fulfilling than anything you could provide for yourself. It's a life that only God can give you. Every day we receive invitations. I just received this invitation just this last week from one of our church planting residents, John Wedlington. He and Halsey are going to be married in May. And I received this invitation, and what I would do is look at my calendar to see if I can attend the event I'm being invited to. And for weddings, whether or not I attend usually has to do with A, am I preaching the wedding that I'm typically going to be there? Or B, what kind of cake are they going to have? That's important to me. And so I know they'll have good cake, and I can't wait for them to be married. So I will accept their invitation. These invitations are typically harmless, the ones we receive in the mail or maybe get emailed to us. But there's a different kind of invitation that's more serious and requires more thought. It's the invitation given to us every single day by the world around us. Every day, we're invited by our world to make good things God. It includes things like money or relationships or even religious practice. Now, these things like money and relationships and religion are not in and of themselves bad. They can't even be described as good, but they are not God. They are not capable of giving to us what only God can give, the kind of life that only God can give. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ as an invitation by God into new life with God. We celebrate this resurrection, his resurrection from the dead, because it's a story of invitation to all people. It's the crux of the Christian faith. Matthew chapter 28, starting in verse 5, we see a little bit about the encounter between the women that have gone to see Jesus at the tomb after he was crucified just a few days before, and an angel that's sent by God there to tell the women where Jesus is. Matthew chapter 28, starting in verse 5. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and they worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee and they will see me." So the angel invited the women to see that the tomb was empty. Then the angel told the women to go tell others that Jesus had risen. They were to tell others that there was an invitation to see that Jesus was alive. On their way, they met Jesus, and Jesus invited them into this grand story, this new life with God. And he tells them, "Go and tell others that I will see them." And What we hear in the words of Jesus, this invitation, is an invitation to all people into a new life with God, which is made possible through His resurrection. You know, from the very beginning, God has invited people into His story. It's a story much larger than our individual lives, and it's made possible through the resurrection. If we were to go back to the beginning of the Bible, we would see a bit about the beginning of this invitation. You see, in Genesis chapter 1, we read that God created all things, including the very first humans, Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve were created, God put them on the earth to enjoy a special relationship with Him. It was an invitation that was theirs to accept or ignore. But if you read on past Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 3, you soon realize that they rejected God's special invitation, and instead what they wanted was to try to secure good for themselves. They were going after their own version of a quality of life that they desired. They rejected God. You know what they chose instead of God? It was something that was good. They chose a knowledge of good and evil. But God had different plans. They chose something good and they made it God. This rejection of God is what introduced sin into the world. You know, we should talk just for a moment about sin. We recognize our sin when we identify where we have made good things God. We've allowed things to take the place of God. We've chosen things rather than choosing God. Sin is the very thing that keeps people from the best God has. Since the very first people rejected God, accepting instead their own way of securing the life, the quality of life they desired, every person has been tempted to do the same. To construct their lives in an attempt to secure their own quality of life. Let me illustrate it in this way. This coming Sunday, April 15th, marks the 100-year anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. Now, no other ship in the history of the ocean travel has demanded as much interest as the Titanic. Volumes of books and reels of film have been produced regarding the most infamous shipwreck in history. It took 3 years to build the Titanic, $7.5 million, which in 1912 was a lot of money. It's a lot of money today. More than 3,000 people were employed. It was an incredible vessel. It had things available to its passengers that had never been available to people on a boat before. Things like a swimming pool, cabins with electric lighting and heating. It was an absolutely luxurious vessel. In the months leading up to the voyage of the Titanic, the White Star Line, who is the group that manufactured the Titanic, published numerous marketing materials claiming that the ship was, listen to this, quote, designed to be unsinkable. Think about that. Designed to be unsinkable. When I think about this phrase, designed to be unsinkable, it reminds me of the way that many people build their lives. They build their lives around making good things a God in hopes that they're unsinkable whenever they get on their voyage. On April the 10th, 1912, the Titanic sailed from Southampton with 2,200 passengers and crew. And just 5 days later, the Titanic collided with an iceberg and sank. Over the years, I've counseled hundreds, even thousands of people who realize that the design that they've made with their lives, based around making good things God, in hopes that it would be unsinkable, designed to be unsinkable, could actually sink. The entire Old Testament is a story of people who tried to design their own lives around securing their own quality of life, and time again it failed them. They rejected God's invitation into a quality of life that only He can give. The quality or the invitation has always been there. But God needed a new way of inviting broken, wandering people to rejoin His story. So He became flesh and dwelt among us. The life of Jesus delivers the invitation of God. Did you know that Jesus invites people to live for something greater than the best we can provide for ourselves? It's through the resurrection of Christ that we're invited into a new life with God. And it's only through Christ that it's made possible. You see, on the cross, in His death, our sin went on Him. His righteousness is given to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Jesus gives new life. Through Jesus, it's made possible for us to enter into this new life with God. We enter into a story much larger than our own lives. Let me ask you a question. What good thing have you made a God? Are you relying on that good thing to secure for you a quality of life that only God can give? I beg you. Plead with you to consider that those things cannot offer to you what only God can. Why? Because none of them are capable of erasing your sin, making up for the times that you've made a good thing God, which has caused a separation between you and God Almighty, and which keeps you from living the story that God has invited you to be a part of. Only Jesus can deal with your sin. This is the simple good news of the Bible. Just as Jesus invited the women, once they saw Him at the tomb, to touch His feet, to see that He was risen. And then He told them to go and invite others. I'm asking you, are you willing to receive the invitation of Jesus, made possible through the resurrection, into a new life with God? It's a simple faith that through Jesus Christ we can have our sins forgiven and re-enter God's story. It's an epic tale of grace and mercy. Joy in the midst of struggle, love given, service to those who have needs all around us. It's a story made possible by the resurrection, new life with God. Think about it. What good thing have you made God? Will you receive the invitation by God through Jesus Christ, made possible by the resurrection, into new life with God? I hope you will. I love you. If you have questions about this talk, or anything that we can help you with as a church, please let us know. We meet every single Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, the downtown YMCA, which is located at Milam and Peace. We would love to have you join us. And we get to gather in this way with God's Word open. And then we also get to experience God through the taking of the Lord's Supper, and we sing some songs. We would love for you to be a part of that. So please consider doing that. I love you. Thank you for your time.